Yeah, so I feel like they're asking, so I'm like...
So... The rasp is very—it's very hard actually to get to what the shita rasp is. Seems to be a very glaring steers. The rasp in the teres habayis. I have to do it inside just for just a second. But the rasp in the teres habayis is the rasp we spoke about at the outset. The rasp says that the reason why yovish biyovish is botel chad betray, and she's allowed to eat all the chatikas bezeh chazeh, not the vasachas, be allowed to eat them bezeh chazeh. Actually, the Rashba doesn't say the word "the reason why." We'll see when we look at the Rashba inside. He doesn't say the reason why. The reason why it's bottle. But he says the reason why it is, you don't have a shear of shishim and you have a shear of chad betray. That he does say the reason why it's chad betray and not shishim is because every chaticha you assume when you eat each chaticha when you eat it, you could say this is not the chaticha asur. And even when you get to the last chaticha. So you could say, this is also not the chaticha asur. The chaticha asur is one of the ones that I ate before. So Be'emes, there's two ways to understand the Rashba. Among in the Achayim, there's two ways to understand the Rashba. One way to understand the Rashba, which is the way we've been assuming up till now, seems to be the simple reading of the Rashba, maybe, is that the Rashba is saying, this is the reason for Bittul Yovish B'Yovish. This is how Yovish B'Yovish works. Yovish B'Yovish works because when you eat each chaticha, we assume this chaticha is from the reif. And if that's the case, it's a reif of birur, similar to the taste to what we worked out in the taste in Sada Kain. We were here from the Sami Kutsi, this is a taisus rid, that it works al derech zeh. And that's why you can't eat the bevasachas, because eating the bevasachas, you can't use the birur of reif to eat the mol bevasachas. Because that doesn't make sense. The rabbi can't be mivari that they're all mukta at the same time. The rabbi can mivari each one at a time if they're mukta, but not at the same time. We saw the Tosfos read in Baba Basra's Medama Tishnei Shvilin, where if it's bo lishol vezeh chazeh, so each person we could be mukta, but we could say you're becheskas tyra, but if they come to be shol at the same time, we can't be mukta because we can't pass them for the both at the same time that you're both becheskas tyra. The Gaon Lechayra understood the Rashba this way, because the Gaon of Shulchan Aruch, forget the Maor Mochin, but you could find it in this, not hard to find, the Gaon in this halacha that you're not allowed to eat, this shita sarashba, that you're not allowed to eat them bevasachas, only bezeh chazeh. So the Gaon says that the reason is because tam habitul, the reason for bitul of Yovish B'Yovish is because each chaticha we say that it's the chaticha muteres, that it's from the Raiv. But we can't be in the world of asachas because it's like shnei shvilim. So it's a beferish and going. Presumably he's saying this in Rashba that this is the tam habitul. This is the reason for bitul yovish biyovish chad betray. It's because we have the birur that each chatich is from the roiv, and for the same reason we can't be vasachas because a birur of asachas you can't have. That's the din of shnei shvilim. There's another way to understand the Rashba, the prima godim, and the psicha, and the shchitas chulin. If you don't own the Shechita Schulim, by the way, you should buy one. Maybe this farm still has it. Shechita Schulim is the same for you ought to have. The Emes is one of the it has two authors. One is Rabbi Yisrael Magabas. He has a lot of farm. You should buy all of his farm. He's very, very good, very, very good. So anyway, he brings the Prima Godim. Just if you want to find it more easily. But the Prima Godim says different shot in the Rashba. The Megadim says pshat in the Rashba is that the oil of the Rashba holds that bittul of yavish b'yavish is like bittul of lach b'lach. It's a loss of it's a loss of identity. It's hisbatlus. You didn't bittul. It's not a birur of bittul. It's not a birur of raif. It's not a birur of raif. It's not a raif of birur. It's not like called the parish miruba parish. It's more like the bittul of lach b'lach that the issa loses its identity in the majority. No different in principle than bittul lach b'lach. The Rashba is coming to explain something else. The Rashba is coming to explain, so how come by lach b'lach they were geyser that you need shishim even by min b'mina? And by yovish b'yovish they weren't geyser to be matzich shishim. Rasha, because it's like a gezer gezer, it's too far removed. But the Rashba is addressing the question. By min b'minoi, lach b'lach, you need to have shishim. So how come, so they were goyzer shishim, so how come by yovish v'yovish they weren't goyzer shishim? So Rashba says, no, it's not the same. Since by yovish v'yovish, each piece, when you eat it, maybe you're not eating issa. Each piece, when you're eating it, it's not for sure that you're eating issa. So therefore, it's more this scenario where it's more kal, and they weren't matzach shishim. They were matzach only bittul betray. They weren't matzach bittul b'shishim. They were only matzach bittul b'shishim when in every bite you're eating isser. So if in every bite you're eating isser, or you, at least you can't say with confidence that this is the chad, you know, you have no bite. When in every bite you're eating isser, when in every bite you're eating isser, that's more daime to cases of min b'shen aminoi, cases of tam, so then they were geyser. But by yovish b'yovish, where each chaticha, when you eat it, maybe it's the chaticha muteres. So since maybe it's the chaticha muteres, not because there's a roiv that's mevar that it is the chaticha muteres, but it might be, the Rashba actually never said those words, that the roiv is mevar that it is the chaticha muteres. It just says, each chaticha, I could say, this is the chaticha muteres. The goyim assumes that he means, because you have a roiv. The Rashba never said those words. Maybe I don't have a roiv. Maybe it's kavua, maybe I don't have a roiv. But each kavua might be mutter. Since it might be mutter, so it's different than the case of lach belach, where each chaticha certainly has tarei v'sisser in it. So they were not geyser shishim, they weren't geyser, the shear of shishim, except in cases where every bite has isser in it. So then they were geyser, it's more similar to tam kikah, then they were geyser that you need to have shishim. But by yovish b'yovish, where each piece by itself, for I know I'm eating heter. So that's not the reason why I'm allowed to eat it. At the end of the day, it's still only a suffix. It works with bittul, with loss of identity, bittul baitzim, whatever. It works with a kind of ispatlus. But I could be making the sheer bittul. Chazal weren't matrich the sheer bittul of shishim in a case where each piece, as I eat it, it might be mutl. And therefore, if I eat them all the vasachas, so then I do know that in this bite, I'm eating iser. So then I'm not allowed to do it. Why? Not because it's neishvilin. Because then it becomes like lach balach, and I need shishim. And shishim I don't have. That's a competing way to understand the Rashba. That's the Prima Gadol understands the Rashba. So, next day Anan, if there's evidence in the Rashba, which way that he learns. So with the Rashba and the Shuvah. The Rashba and the Shuvah in Siman, what was it? What? Does anybody have a printout of it? Maybe that I could use it. So the Rashba in the Shuvah, he was asked by the Shoyel, the person that he was corresponding with, by his correspondent, he was asked if Yovish B'Yovish is Batel Chag B'Trei, such a concept. For sure, it's batel chag b'trei. So he asked. So in the Gemara Kisos, when you have shtei chatichos, isachas shel chelav, achas shel shuman, and you don't know which one you ate, so you have to bring an oshem toli. So he says, why do you have to bring an oshem toli? Maybe the chatichos shel shuman was bigger, and memela the chatichos shel chelav was batel b'roi. Even if you ate it, it was batel b'roi. That was the kasha of the shoyel. So the Rashba seemed to answer. We're going to look inside in the Rashba. That is what he answered. The Rashba seemed to answer that you can't use a roiv over here because it's not so clear that you really have roiv. It's a safek roiv. You don't know which piece is bigger. So a safek roiv doesn't count as a roiv. This is part of the Rashba I quoted before. So the Shechitas Chulin Taka says, you see from this Rashba that the roiv of Chad B'Trei, the roiv of Yovish B'Yovish, is not a roiv of Bira. Because what kind of Bira do you have? I have two chatichas, 50-50 chance that I ate the chayla, 50-50 chance that I ate the shuman. What? Where's there a roif here to be mavar? There's no roif here. Yeah, one piece is bigger, one piece is smaller. What does it have to do with the beer? You know? Yeah, you have two people in front of you going, ini, mini, mini, mo. You might choose one, you might choose the other, 50-50 chance. Yeah, but if one is bigger, maybe I'm more likely to choose him. That's my eyes are closed. So what does that even mean? It doesn't make, as a roif of beer, it makes no sense. So that's what the Rashba should have answered him. Not that I don't know if there is a roiv or not. There is no roiv. What kind of roiv? A roiv to a roiv of beer, a mamish makes no sense. So it's a Chorus Araya that the Rashba learned that it's not a Rav of Birur. Yovish Birur is not a Rav of Birur. It's a Rav of Ispatlus. It's a Rav of like a Lach Balach kind of Rav. And therefore, the Maisa, there's more Chalif here than, if there's more Shuman here than Chalif, then the Chalif is not a bottle of Rav. By Lach Balach, when you have a real, then it does make a difference which one is bigger. Right? When you have Pulim, you know, Pulim Grisham, you melt them all together, it makes a difference which one is bigger. Because then I have more of one than the other. So the Chari, you see from here, Araya, that the Rashba holds, that the Pshat in the Rashba is, that, like the Prima Golem, that it's a, that the Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish is a Bittul of Hisbatlus, not a Bittul, it's a Rav of Hisbatlus, not a Rav of Birur, not a Rav of Kol D'Parash Meruva Parash. The question is, let's look at the Rashba inside and see if this is really so. Had a Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Yafin, he's a Shiva Nevada. He used to say, Chazal say, Ki toivim deidecha miyayin. Did Chazal say, the Divrei Torah anushalu kidod? Just like when a mother's feeding the child never gets tired of the mother's milk. He finds it tasty. So Divrei Torah also, you never get tired of it. It's kozman. So he used to say, yeah, but it's only if you don't drink from a bottle. You have to, you know, if you drink it secondhand, you have to drink everything firsthand. You have to go back to the source. So let's go back to the source. Let's see the Rashba inside and see what kind of time we find. So I'm picking up from the paragraph Gamashik Sheso. If you have it, maybe you can look on your phone. It was in the WhatsApp. Can follow it inside, it's better. Gamashik says to me, the Kisus, the Stech Katichas, Akas, the Chelav, Akas, the Shuman, Shomai, the Yavish, talking to the Yavish, the Yavish, the Mochli Sol, the Sai, Yishoin, the Chayat, the one you Chayat, because it's a Sophic, it's a Visur, the Datcha, the Kushu, the Uvama, Chay, Boshem, Tol, Yisbatshel, the Isser, Brave, Heter, Upotim. The Chazar, the Limsa, Teres, the Kushu, and you try to find an answer, and the only answer you can come up with is that it must be talking about the pieces are exactly the same size. I'm wondering at you. That you're too clever for your own good. From your cleverness, you came to a shibush. What's going on? If I know which piece is which, so I know that the piece of shuman is bigger. So I know that I have a roiv. So ein chaticha seisim ispatel seisel chaticha set emeruba. So then I know which one is which. What kind of bittul do you have? If I know which one is which, there is no bittul. But if you eat it, you chayav toli ela bechatas kvua. But then if you eat it, you chayav chatas, not oshem toli. If im shel heter, and if you know the eight, the chaticha heter ein bekachlum knows. That's for sure. The case over there can't be. You know which one is which, because if you know which one is which, then you know which one you ate. And if you know which one you ate, then either you bring a chatas, you don't bring anything, but you never bring an oshem toli because there's no suffix. So obviously the case is that it's Enon Nikoros. So he says, but then if you don't know which one is which, Shema Hagdol Hishoy Haisa Shel Iser. Maybe the bigger piece was that you want to tie to make that it should be Botel Beroiv. Why? Maybe the piece that's also was the bigger piece. Ukeshoch Lisol Haishoyna Shema Hi Haisa Shel Iser. And when he ate the first piece that he ate, when he ate one of the two pieces, so maybe the piece that he ate was the Iser. So L'chora, he's saying, you can't tell me there's a Rav Heter, because maybe there's a Rav Isser. So it's like, that's not called a Rav. A Rav has to be like, I know there's a Rav. I don't know that there's a Rav. So therefore, how do you know? Maybe the bigger piece was the Isser. Then it's not bottle. And maybe the piece that you ate was the piece of Isser. But then he has a difficult line. Ben she'ochel ha'gdoyle, ben she'ochel ha'ktana. Maybe the piece that he ate was the Isser, regardless of whether it was the bigger or the smaller. So they bring in the footnote, the Prima Gondam, he asks, what do you mean? If the piece of Isser was the smaller piece, then it's taka bottle b'roiv. You don't know if it's bottle b'roiv, so you have to bring Oshem Tolik because you don't know if it's bottle b'roiv. But what do you mean ben gdol ben ktan? Hashem shall have to also be yodli behind it to come see Oshem Tolik. The Oshem is funny. He sounds like he's saying, when you tell me you don't bring Oshem Tolik because there's a roiv heter, you know there's roiv heter, there might be roiv Isser. So there might be Rav Isser, then it's not potl. Okay, so I could understand that. I could say, you have to bring an Oshem Toli, may high time of Gufa, because you don't know if it was potl or not. You don't know which one you ate. And for all you know, maybe the one that you ate is the one of Isser, is the bigger one. For all you know, maybe it's the bigger one, and maybe the one that you ate is, maybe the A, maybe you ate the Isser. And maybe the Isser was bigger. So maybe there's no dinner of bitul beroif. Even though that opens the door, because you could ask, but it's a sfeik sfeikum. Maybe the one that he ate was heter. And even if it was Isser, maybe it was smaller. And then it was bottle beroif. Yeah, that would be a problem. That's also a problem. But Akapanim, what's his lashon? He sounds like he's conceding that there is a concept here of bitul beroif. But there is a concept here of bitul beroif. But he's saying that you don't know which one was the roif. But then, so what's his lashon? He hoys a shalisser ben shalachal gadol ben shalachal akdam. Does that affect the prima gadol? Says a vort, they bring it around the bottom, but it doesn't make sense in the words of the Rashba. But the Rashba holds that if the Isser was smaller, it's taka bottle to the raven, but everything becomes mutter. But if the Isser is bigger, then the heter is bottle to the Isser, and everything becomes usser. That's a shalom echayim for such a thing, that there should be a bittul, that something that's mutter should be bottle the Isser and become usser itself. So the Pima God. So therefore, the suffix over here is, it's not like a sveik sveik. The suffix is, if the issue is bigger, then everything is issue. And if the heter was bigger, then everything is heter. Problem is, but that's not the lashon of the Rashba. Interesting svara. That's why it's a suffix hashokel. That's why you bring lashon toli. I could hear such a thing. I could hear such a thing. That you bring lashon toli, because yes, it could be that the heter is bigger and everything is heter, but maybe the issue is bigger and everything is issue. Okay, but that's the chayr, not what it says in the Rashba. The Magi over here, in this edition, he wants to say different shot, that the Rashba means not that since the Rav is a suffix, it's a suffix of a have a Rav heter, so a Rav that's a suffix is not a Rav at all. So then a suffix Rav is not a Rav at all. Even if Klapi Shmaya Galya, the heter is bigger, but since I don't know that it's bigger, and I don't know which one is bigger, so that's not called a Rav at all. Rav to work has to be a Vada Rav. A suffix Rav is not called a Rav. So therefore he's saying, since I don't know which one is the bigger one, and it could be that the Isser is the bigger one, so therefore the Rav is neutralized. And once the Rav is neutralized, so then if I happen to eat the Isser, I'll be chayev. It's called that I'm chayev a carbon. At this point it doesn't matter if it's bigger or smaller, because even if it's smaller, and it ought to be bottle of Rav, but it's not bottle of Rav, because I didn't know which one it was, because I didn't know if there was a Rav. That's a little bit better in the lashon of the Rashba. It's also very sure in the lashon of the Rashba. So then, that's what he should say. Didn't he tell the Richus with Cheshbonis which one he's eating? He should have said to him, "Yes, you're right. If the Chatik of Heter is bigger, Lachayr is a Rav, but a Sofer Rav is not a Rav." That's all he needed to say. He didn't make that all these Cheshbonis. Maybe the Rav was bigger. Okay, he could have said that. Maybe the Rav is bigger, so it's a Sofer Rav. But this whole Richus, maybe the Rav is bigger, and therefore, maybe the piece that he ate was the shal iser ben shal iser gadol ben shal iser kat. So the whole arichus over here is very it's a sfas yeser. What is all this arichus about? He should say the point. A sofer grave is not a rive. The lashon is here very modern. So I'm going to come back to this, but let's finish the paragraph. The Va'id I'm going to skip. The Va'id is just the Shoyl wanted a proof from here that Yovish B'Yovish needs. Wait. A second. Yeah, I think the Shoyl, I think, wanted to bring a raya from here that Yovish B'Yovish needs Shishin. We still know this Shittus and Rishon in the Raman, but Yovish B'Yovish needs Shishin. So it's not bottled right over there because you need shishin. So He says, what's it going to help? Even if you need shishim, it's only a drabbanan. We're talking about Oshem Tolid. So you're not going to bring Oshem Tolid because you don't have shishim. Ella, I'm going to pick it up from the second line in the next column. Ella, says the Rashba, le'omru, they only said the din of yobish b'yobish that it's bottle. Ella b'she'en ha'nis ha'ikr nisniker u'b'de'ikr v'ad'eroi b'heta. In order to say yobish b'yobish, I need two things. That the iser is, I don't know which is the iser. And there's a vade roiv. There's a vade roiv. That maybe it sounds a little bit what like the want is here in the footnote. That the Rashba's yisoid is, you need a vade roiv. You need a vade roiv. So when do you have such a thing? The iser is not nikr, and I have a vade roiv. How can that happen? How can you have that the iser is not nikr, and by the shteichat hichos, it can't happen. Because if the iser is not nikr, then I don't know which one is which, and if I don't know which one is which, I don't know which one is bigger, I don't have a vade roiv. So how can you have that the iser is not nikr and you have a vade roiv? So he says, in cases of yovish biyovish, lach b'lach, it's easy. The iser is not nikr and I have a vade roiv. But in the cases of yovish biyovish, how could you have that the iser is not nikr and you have a vade roiv? So he says, in only two cases. And the two cases are either we have at least lemishkachas lebepoches misholish chatiches achash elisrish and isarbe v'shdayim shel heter. So then I don't know which one is which. I don't know which one is which. It's not nikr, but there's a vade roiv. Or shenistapik and pirish min heterim and iser keteisha chanuyis debenim sehal lachachay roiv. That's another case where you have yovish biyovish, where you have the iser is not nikr, and I have a vade roiv. But by two chatiches, and one is bigger than the other, so then monoshuk. If I know which one is which, then yes, then I know it's, I have a vade roiv. If I know the heter is bigger, I have a vade roiv. But the iser is nikr, so it's not a toibus. And if the iser is not nikr, they don't have a vade roiv. Kan the Rashba. So here it's very clear. The Rashba Beferish puts together yovish biyovish of chad betray and teisha chanuyos. So these are the two cases where I can have where roiv could work, where I have the qualifications that I need, the parameters that I need in order to say roiv. I have a. It's ainu nikr and it's vade roiv. Teisha chanuyos and this very much sounds like yovish biyovish works the same as teisha chanuyos. If up till now we're talking about the bittul of hisbatlus and lach halach and everything that we're talking about is that kind of bittul, and it's nothing to do with teisha chanuyos, which is sure a roiv of biur. So what's he bringing in teisha chanuyos over here? Teisha chanuyos is how much not relevant. So l'chayre from this siyum of the Rashba. There's a big mashmos that the Rashba holds, like the Goyim understood the Rashba, that the Rashba holds that the roiv of yovish biyovish is a biver. It's the same roiv as Acherabim Lahapis, except that it's kavua. So that's the toys inside a case. It's not kavua because the is not nikkur. It's a roiv of biver. But if it's a roiv of biver, so then we're back to the original problem. So then, how could that, by the two chatiches, and one was bigger than the other, and the shoyel thought, oh, it's a roiv, what kind of roiv? In a roiv of beer, that's called a roiv? How can the fact that one piece is bigger than the other be mavar that the piece that I ate is the piece, the chaticha, is the bigger piece? There's such a beer? Doesn't make any sense. As a roiv of beer, that doesn't make any sense. So how did he accept the premise of the shoyel at all? If the Rashi in fact holds that the roiv of shtei chatiches, the roiv of sholosh chatiches, the roiv of yavish biyavish is a roiv of birur. It's like teisha chanuyos. It's like called the parish meruah parish. So he should have said to the shayel, instead of making this cheshbon and you need a roiv, you need a vader etheter and it's in a nikker and you need these two ingredients together and so on. He should have said to the shayel, shaita, what are you talking about? What does that have to do with roiv? How can the fact that one piece is bigger than the other be mavar the suffix at all? So I'll tell you what I think the answer is. What I would like to say the answer is going back to that difficult line in the Rashba that was very hard to untangle. Where he says, if the issur is not nikr, so maybe the gdayla was shul issur. So you don't have a roiv. And when you ate the first piece, maybe that was the one shul issur, ben she'ochel gdayla, ben she'ochel akdana. We have this problem. What are you talking about? What do you mean ben she'ochel akdana? If you ate the iser and it was the gdola, so fine and well. But if the one that you ate is the ktana, so it's hakabatul b'roiv. Elamai, he means this magic, you need a vaderoiv. Like Kitaka said later, you need a vaderoiv. So that's all he should say, you need a vaderoiv. The Lashonis here are very difficult. So I think the pshat is that the Rashba is saying two svaras. I'm not going to add a void. I don't want to do that too often. I don't really have to add a void. The Rashba is saying two separate svaras. He's saying like this. You want to say a roiv, there's a roiv over here. Since if the Chaticha Seter was bigger, there's a roiv. So his taina is two things. The main only chorus, if I don't know which one is which. So his first taina is Shema Hagdol Yoyse Shul Issa. Number one, who says you have a roiv? You don't know which one is bigger. You don't know which one is bigger. Who says the Heter was the bigger one? Maybe the Issa was the bigger one. You need to have a vada. A roiv has to be a vada roiv in order to be a roiv. That much talk, that's what it means. A roiv has to be a vada roiv in order to be a roiv. And I would say even now that the havon is, you know why a roiv has to be a vada roiv in order to be a roiv? Because if it's not a vada roiv, it's not a birur. If roiv is a birur, then it's not a poshut, that a roiv that's a sofik, what kind of birur do you have? You know, you Sherlock Holmes and he's going to get a mevara, which piece did you eat? So he says, oh, well, there's a birur over here because you with a bigger piece of the one that you ate. So we'll say, yeah, but we don't know which one is bigger. So we'll say, yeah, but if the bigger piece is the one that you ate, so you have a beer. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If I don't know which one is bigger, then it's not that I have a Suffolk beer. If I don't know which piece is bigger, so it's not like I have a Suffolk, is there a beer that he ate the bigger one or a beer that he ate the smaller one? If I don't know which one is bigger, then I don't have a beer. So that's the first thing the Rashba says. How do you know which one is bigger that you're making over here a beer of rife? But then he's saying another svar. Ukesha'ochal Yisrael harishayna. This is a new taina the Rashba is saying. And this new taina is exactly the taina that we are saying. The Rashba is saying, number two, how can the fact that one piece is bigger be mevar the 50-50 chance that this piece might have been the Isser? In other words, what the Rashba is saying is exactly this. Maybe the first piece that you ate, the piece that you put in your mouth, that first piece that you took and ate, maybe that piece was the Isser. That's a 50-50 chance. What does it matter to that 50-50 chance if it was bigger or smaller? The fact that it's bigger or smaller can't affect the fact that it's a 50-50 chance that the first piece that you took was the piece of Isser. There's only two pieces. You took one. That's a 50-50 chance. It's a Sofek HaShokel. Whether it was bigger or smaller, it's the same Sofek HaShokel. This is exactly the thing that we were bothered by. So I want to say that's what the Rashi was bothered by too. The Rashi was saying two separate times. He's saying, number one, how do you know you have a roiv at all? And if you don't have a roiv, then there's no birur. And he's saying, number two, even if you knew somehow besides that, he says, the fact is that it's a Sofek HaShokel, you took one piece, and that piece is a 50% chance that was the Chaticha Asura. So Ben Shoy Sekdol, Ben Shoy Sektano, doesn't change the statistics of the 50-50 chance. So Mela, it's not only is it not a kasha from this Rashba, but forget, we're going to solve the problem in the text of the Rashba by saying that that's good for what the Rashba meant. And the Rashba contains two separate things. He's saying, number one, a roiv has to be a vada roiv. And now we have a hesber even. It has to be a vada roiv, because otherwise not a beer at all. And that's what he says later on, that you need a vada roiv. But at the end of the paragraph, he says that a roiv has to be a vada roiv. Even by three chatifas, it has to be a vada roiv. But then the Rashba's adding exactly this point. That's this Ben Shoy Sekdol, Ben Shoy Sektana, which the Prima Gonim was bothered about. What do you mean Ben Shoy Sekdol, Ben Shoy Sektana? If it's Kana, it's Batal B'Rayf. The answer is, this is good for what the Rashba is tiny. He's saying to the Sofek HaShokel, which piece you took, what difference does it make if it was a Gdol or a Ktana? You can't change that Sofek by the size of the pieces. So Mela, I would say that from this Rashba is a very strong Raya, from this whole Tshuva is a very strong Raya, that the Rashba holds like that the pshat in the Rashba is like the goyim. That the Rashba is learning the roiv of yavish b'yavish is roiv of birur. It's the roiv called the parish. The Rashba at the end of the paragraph b'feirish puts them together. That it's mishkachas l'roiv. Roiv needs to be ene nikker, and then I don't know which. It has to be ene nikker, and it has to be that I don't and that I have a roiv vaday, and it's le'mishkachas l' except by teisha chaniyus and sholosh chatichas. At least sholosh chatichas. So I would think from this shuvas the Rashba. Not like the Shechitzes Chulin, that from this Rashba is a Raya Faket. From this Rashba is a Raya that he holds that it's a Raya of Bira. However, there's another Rashba. At least another Rashba. And that's the Rashba in Teres Abayis. I don't know if the Olam had a chance to see it. He probably didn't have a chance to see it because it was a... This doesn't have... What am I have? that you didn't bring. What? You have? I don't know what page it is. You know what page it is?
Sure.
Let me look in the piece. So this is try to follow inside. If you have your WhatsApp, you could read it inside. It's very small print. Oh, it's very small print.
It's right here.
I need the Benek Abayas and the Mishmeres Abayas. We're going to run out of time anyway. So we'll make Haskalah. No, not this one. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Let's make Haskalah. If you... It will be Kedai to... I know it looks stupid, but if it will be Kedai to pull out the phone and look at the WhatsApp that follow the options like... Yeah, so it's on page Reish Nun Aleph. By his Dalit Sha'alef. Let's read the Rashba. This is the Rashba, the famous Rashba that the whole discussion started with. V'yesh yisish shabatul b'roi ben shneim yinim yovish b'yovish, which is b'nais and yovish b'yovish, which is normally b'nais and tam. By when it's lach b'lach. It says yovish b'yovish kesef. Pick it up from there. Yovish b'yovish kesef. Sheninu v'perikid anosh shigid anosh and sebashal ha-magidim is man shemakir b'nais and tam im eina makiroi kulun asuri. So right to b'nais and tam. The Gemara that asks, "Get a nosha, she is bashlam gidim, main a makir, but a big kulumasurim. A mighty bottle brew, but let it be bottle brew, right? Upakin and very shiny. Actually, Nami by the Katiches Nevela, the Katiches Dactome, the main a makir, kulumasuris, via mighty bottle brew, Upakin and the Katichari, the scabbard of Freorchim. Alma says the Rashba, you laugh time with the very of the Katichari, the scabbard, if not for those special considerations. Hoyu betalin v'roiv, they we bottle with a simple roiv. The yovish be yovishu, the chol yovish be surim, the alma betalin v'roiv. Yovish be yovish is bottle v'roiv. So he says, umestabra, the time of the milsa, that the reason is, what does he mean, time of the milsa? The fi the goyin, he means, what's the reason for bittul yovish biyovish? How does yovish biyovish work? The fi the prima godim, he means, what's the reason why we understand bittul? Bittul is bittul. Bittul is the bittul we're familiar with, the bittul yisurim. But what's the reason you don't need shishim? Why is the bottle with a simple roiv? Why don't you need shishim? That's the issue that's up here for grabs. What's when the Rashba's prefaces time of the milsa? What's he coming to explain? Is he coming to explain the mechanics of bittul yovish biyovish? That it works with the beer, as you're going to go out to explain? Or, no, he understands the mechanics. The mechanics are no different than lach balach. It's hispatlus. What he's coming to explain is what's the reason why Chazal were not matrich shishim over here? How is it bottle chad betray? Don't isurim normally need to be bottle the shishim. So he says, time of the milsum. Mishum de b'dvorim ha-nevlolim she'efshe lehafid kolach kachatichis. Things that are mixed together, like lach balach, and you can't separate them. V'lechel kol chaticha b'fnei atzma tzorech shishim. There you have to have shishim. L'fi she'b'pochesh mishir zeh ha'isser nitam v'nirgash b'kel. Because if you don't have shishim, then you have tam of the isser. Every bite you're going to taste tam of isser. You see, Taka, prima god, the feeling prima god, it's very. This is actually very geshmak. He's coming to explain the. He starts off by explaining why do other isserim need shishim? Why normally do you need to have shishim? So he says you need to have shishim because otherwise you have tam. And even by mid b'mino, we don't, properly speaking, have time. Mikol mokim, kaven she bekenegdei b'min v'she'ene mino nirgash. Since in the corresponding case of min v'she'ene mino, the time would be nirgash. So ichmiru midivreim v'yashu. They said that you need the same thing by min b'mino. But since it's the kind of tarovis that is nice and time, had it been min v'she'ene mino. So even by min b'mino, since this is that kind of tarovis where the yisur is nirgash. In principle, it's nirgash, it's nivla, so you have to have shishim. Aval yovish biyovish, shu yochel lechel kol chaticha b'fnei atzma, where you could eat each piece separately. Aichel kol chaticha b'fnei atzma, eat each piece separately. Ukshaichel zu, ani yayim alay zu ha'asura. When each piece number, piece A, I say, that's not the piece that's also. Tefila goyni means, because there's a rave that's telling me that it's not the piece that's also. defeated Prima Gordon, say, no, that, there's no Rav that's telling me. Maybe it's Kavua. There's no Rav that's telling me. I'm relying basically on his battles, on his battles of the concept of his battles. But why don't I need Shishim? Because I only need Shishim in cases that are like Min B'Shein Eminoi, where every taste has a potential for tam. But here, this piece that I'm eating might be mutter. It doesn't say it's the Zeroy that is mutter, but it might be mutter. So it's very different than Min B'Shein Eminoi. This is not a case where there's definitely tam. So here they weren't Matzrich Shishim. V'kach b'chol achas v'achas otu with every piece. And when he gets to the last piece, and I say, yesterday's piece was the Yisr. So even on the last piece, you can say, this piece is mutter, yesterday's piece was also. And again, it's Mischalap. The feeder going, he's saying a very very revolutionary thing to Rashba. That the Rav could be Mavar, that the last piece is mutter, even though it was Mavar, the first two pieces are mutter, that's okay. The Rav's Mavar piece A is mutter, B'shaitai. It's Mavar, piece B is mutter, B'shaitai. And B'shaitai is Mavar, the piece C is mutter, and yesterday's piece is mutter, one of yesterday's pieces was also. Which is a very big chiddush. Tosfos doesn't think that you could do that. Tosfos thinks that in one person you can't eat them all, because how could the Rav be Mavar for one person that all the pieces were mutter? How can you do something where you know for sure you're going to wind up doing an Isser? Lefi the Prima Gadol, though, the Rashba is saying something much less astounding. Why you could eat the piece, or all three pieces, is because you have his batlos. It's like lach balach, like pork and beans. You can eat pork and beans even though you know you're eating pork, because it's bottled the Rav, it's not nice and tough. He's coming to explain, but why do you need Shishim? He says, you don't need Shishim because each piece b'shaitoi might be mutter. So since each piece b'shaitoi might be mutter, so it's very different in the case of Min B'Shein Eminoi, so they weren't geizer to be matzich Shishim. So it's not such a earth-shaking kula that he's saying away. Well, if you choykel kalachas b'pneyat m'veinu cheshish, the kevan sheyeshim k'tei shir bitl deraisa, the deraisa chad b'trei botl. Since you have a shir bitl mideraisa, because mideraisa chad b'trei botl, and each piece might not be the Isser. Shema achshav ein eichles Isser. He kilu b'yach midivrayim. So even midrabbanu were mekel shloy lasyuches shishim b'shara Isser. Now these last lines, the Philip Primogodim, are very gishmak. Primogodim is saying, the Philip Primogodim, the Rashba is saying, therefore you can eat each piece because A, you have a shir bitl deraisa. Bitl means his battles. Like a lach, you have chad betray. It's not nice and tam. It's mitzvah. It's not nice and tam. So you have a spotless chad betray. And heaven sheishem shir bittel deraisa midraisa chad betray bottle. And furthermore, separate thing that explains why it's bottle. But why don't you need shishim? So he says because efsha loyim bekalach Hashem achshav ein eichel is iser. Maybe this is not the iser. It doesn't say there's a roiv that it's not the iser, because a roiv you don't have. I mean, it's kavua. But it's possible that it's not the Yisr. So therefore, he kilu boyach midivrayim shloy latzrich shishim. Since it might be mutter, they were mekel midivrayim. They don't even need shishim, and you can rely on the sheer derais of chad betray. These last lines work very well according to Prima Gadol. If you hold like, if you're reading the Rashba like the Gaon, then you have to say he's saying. Again, I don't think the Gaon is saying it in the Rashba. The Gaon says this is the pshat and the shita that you can't eat them b'vasachas. Maybe he's being chaylik on the Rashba. I don't know, but. Going says tam, that's tam why you can't eat them by the vasachas. I'm not sure that he's imputing it to the Rashba. But al kavanim, if you're going to read the Rashba the way the Goyin seems to read the Rashba, let's say, or there are certainly achayim who read the Rashba like the Goyin shita, the Biskarov, and Karen. The shita schoolim brings a whole string of achayim who read the Rashba in the Goyin's direction. He doesn't bring the Goyin for some reason. So then the Rashba has to be saying. That came in sheyesh b'shir bittul deraisa midraisa chad b'trei botel, meaning I have a beer of rav. Chad b'trei botel means the beer of rav, called the parish dikadin. And then when he says ef shaloymer b'kolach Hashem ena eichles iser, that lesson is a little bit strange. Efshir doesn't mean efshir that it's only a possibility. Efshir means actually that it's a rav, that it's a beer, that I'm takatoyla. That's the truth because I have a rav that's mevaret. The lesson is a little bit strange. What's this ef shalomer? Is that ef shalomer? Each piece, when I eat it, I have a rave. That's the truth. So ef shalomer is a little bit strange. And then he adds that kilu b'yach midivrayim shalom latzrich shishim. Here, even midrabon, you don't need to have shishim. What does he mean? Chari means, since I have the beer of Rav that this piece is mutter, so why should I need shishim? You only need shishim when you're eating tarevis, so you have, you need shishim to be mevatlet. But here I'm not eating tarevis, I'm eating vade heter, so I don't need shishim to be mevatlet. The lesson is a little bit strange. Is that a kula? I know for sure I'm eating heter. Why would I need shishim? I have a Rav that it's heter. I called the parish Mubar by Teisha Chanuyas, who would say, Kila by Midrevayim, you don't need Shishim. Kila by Achmed Revayim, you don't need Shishim. You don't need 60 Chanuyas. What does that have to do? I have a beer that this is the Chaticha Muteris. It's nothing to do with Shishim. The Lashonis of the Rashbi here are taka better, here at the end, these Lashonis are better than the Prima Gadim is reading.
How
would
the
Prima Gadim
read when he says it's Batacha Mitre, and then Avshalom Rechachas Shema, it's the Mutual?
Right, so he would say the bottle chai betray is the bittel of lach belach. Lach belach is bottle when it's not nice and tam. It's bottle chai betray. Min b'shen mino, it's nice and tam. Min b'mino midaraisa by lach belach is bottle chai betray.
So why is it only a shema? This is not the eser one. Even if it is the eser one, it lost its identity.
Yeah, but midaraisa. But then you should need shishim midarabanan because midarabanan the bittel of lach belach needs shishim. Min b'mino lach belach needs shishim. As he explained before, even though the real shishim is by mishenimini when it's nice and tam, by midbemino, let's say you have, you know, chaylev and shuman that got melted together, cooked together. So really, it's batel chad betray midiraisa because it's not nice and tam; they all taste the same. So it's really batel chad betray. But midrabon you need shishim. So how come when you melt chaylev and shuman together you need shishim, and when you have the yovish v'yovish you don't need shishim? So he says, in the Prima Gadim's reading, he says it's not the same. When you melt chaylev and shuman together, so the in every bite you have chaylev, which if it could be nice and tam would be nice and tam. So it's very similar to min mishen aminah. It's actually not nice and tam because they taste the same, but it's similar to the nesinas tam of min mishen aminah. So they were geyser min b'minah or to the parallel case of min mishen aminah. Since it's more together, so it's like a nesinas tam. It's parallel to a nesinas tam. So they were matzur shishim. Lashen kam ayovish biyovish, where you can't say that in every bite there's iser. In this bite there may not be any iser at all. So it's not similar to Nesinas Tam. So since it's not similar to Nesinas Tam, they weren't geyser. If they weren't geyser, then we go back to the deraisa. The deraisa is that even by chaylev v'shuman, if you cook it together, it's chad betray. Because the hisbatlus of min b'mino is chad betray. That's the other Prima Gadim reads the Rashba. So this taka in the Lashonis of Rashba, the Prima Gadim's reading is very attractive, but maybe it's not mamash mechuch. It could force it through in the other reading. But the Rashba, the Tshuva, sounds the other way. The Rashi and the Shuvah put it together with Teisha Chanuyas that we just got finished with. But I want then so right away, so we already have like a little bit of a steer. But again, this Rashi maybe is not so muchach, which is the right way to read it. But I want to read now. We don't have time to do it today. But I want to read the Bedek Abayis from the Ra'ah, how he attacks this Rashi, and the Mishmeres Abayis where the Rashi defends himself. The Rashi wrote the Mishmeres Abayis anonymously, so he talks about himself in the third person. But but anyway, it's the Rashba answering the Ra'ah, and we'll see if there's evidence from that. What's the real shot in the Rashba, and if it's going to make the effort. We'll see.